This briefing breaks down 5 common triathlon mistakes and gives you practical ways to correct them before they cost you time on race day. The core message is simple. Winning isn't just about training harder. It's about training smarter, swimming with efficiency, fueling with precision, recovering with intention, pacing with discipline, and building strength that protects your body. Mistake 1, relying on brute force in the swim. Too many athletes burn energy by swimming with tension and poor technique. Your goal is body position. Stay horizontal. Stay streamlined. Reduce drag. Stroke mechanics matter. A long, smooth stroke moves you forward more effectively than a frantic, choppy one. Open water skills matter just as much. Practice sighting. Practice navigating currents. Race conditions are very different from pool training, and preparation separates confident swimmers from struggling ones. Mistake 2, ignoring nutrition and hydration. Your body is a high-performance engine. It does not run on empty. You need enough calories to support your training load, with the right balance of macronutrients and electrolytes, especially sodium and potassium. Hydration protects you from cramping and keeps performance stable. Drink fluids consistently throughout the day, not only during workouts. On race day, use aid stations strategically. Take what you need when you need it, before your body forces you to react. Mistake 3, overtraining. More training can feel like progress, but too much volume without recovery leads to burnout, injury, and performance plateaus. Listen to your body. Persistent fatigue and loss of motivation are signals, not weaknesses. Sleep is one of your most powerful recovery tools. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night. Rest days are essential. They allow muscles to repair, adapt, and grow stronger. Recovery is not wasted time. It is part of effective training. Mistake 4, poor pacing. Going out too fast is a classic error. It leaves athletes struggling to finish and turns a manageable race into a fight for survival. Build a race plan based on your current fitness. Set target power output, heart rate zones, and effort levels for each leg. Start conservatively, especially in the swim. Preserve energy for the bike and run. The goal is sustainable effort, not a surge that fades. Performance testing, such as lactate threshold testing, can help identify optimal training zones and support a more data-driven approach. Mistake 5, neglecting strength training. Many triathletes focus only on endurance, but strength work builds power, improves efficiency, and reduces injury risk. A strong core and lower body support performance in all 3 disciplines. Upper body strength protects swim stability and control. Include functional movements, such as plyometrics, to improve coordination and explosive power. Strength training also connects to broader performance strategies, mobility, flexibility, and using race data or physiological responses to refine training. The overall takeaway is balance. Prioritize efficient swimming, proper fueling and hydration, adequate rest, smart pacing, and strength development. Correct these common mistakes, and you will train more effectively, reduce injury risk, and improve race results.